In today's Mishnah, we learn the fifth and final Mishnah from the second Perek of Masechta Sanhedrin, and we'll start the third Perek. The Mishnah begins, Ein Rochvin al-Sosor. So we continue learning about the laws that apply to a king. So in this Mishnah begins, one's not allowed to ride on the horse that belongs to a king, or the specific of the king's horse. Ve'ein Yoshvim al-Kisor, when they cannot sit in his chair or throne. Ve'ein Mashtamshim b'shar vitor, when he cannot also use the king's scepter. Meaning anything that's specifically set aside for the use of the king, one is not allowed to make use of for his own benefit. Also, one's not allowed to see the king when he gets a haircut, or when he is naked. One is not allowed to see a king while he bathes. We have to place the king upon ourselves. What's that mean? That he's fear or his awe should be upon us. In other words, we have to be incredibly careful with the honor of a king, and that's a Torah mitzvah. So if one used anything that belonged specifically to the king for his own use, or he saw the king in one of these situations where he's not wearing clothes or getting a haircut, that would be considered a slight of his kavod and not really holding the respect of the king with a sense of awe, in violation to the Torah's command. Let's now learn the first Mishnah in the third Perek. Mishnah begins, Dinei mamonot bishlosha. So we're turning now to the fact that financial disputes are settled by a beit din of three judges. How the judges selected? Ze borer lo echad, veze borer lo echad. Each of the parties would select a judge of their own. Or shnehem, and the two judges together would borim lo od echad. Sorry, not the two judges, the two bali dinim together would select a third judge. That's opinion of Rabbi Meir. Chamim here disagree. They say no. The shtei dahad dayanim, the two judges would be the ones that select. Borim lahen ochad would select the third judge. In other words, according to Rabbi Meir, it sounds like that the two balei din and the two parties, two arguing parties, they would select the third judge, whereas Chachamim say it was the two selected judges themselves would select the third one. The truth is, the Gemara explains, Rabbi Meir agrees that really that it's the two dayanim that select the third dayan. What's the difference then between the opinion of Rabbi Meir and Chachamim? According to Rabbi Meir, that once this third judge is selected, that they would present this third judge to the balei dinim and ask for their approval. Whereas, according to Chachamim, no, the two judges, they themselves would select the third judge, and that would be it. Let's continue. Zeh posel dayano shel zeh, vezeh posel dayano shel zeh, divrei Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, each party is able to invalidate and reject the dayan selected by the other party. Importantly, here we're referring to a dayan that's not considered a mumche, not considered an expert judge. What judge are we talking about then? Someone who's not really expert, not so frequent in the laws of the Torah. However, he's nonetheless seated and has experience on settling financial disputes. So that type of dayan, according to Meir, each party could reject the other's selection. However, Chachamim say no. Ma'imatai, when is that so? That's bizman shehem mevialim raya shehem krovim opsulin. That is only when the party trying to invalidate the other party's judge can bring proof that that judge is either related or is invalid to serve as a judge because he has violated a certain prohibition that would invalidate him to act as a judge. If, however, they were kasher, meaning they're not related and there's no psul, then it would be considered like the case of mumchim, such that en yochol lefaslam, according to Chacham, you wouldn't be able to invalidate the dayan selection of the other party. Mishnah continues, Zeh posel eidav shel zeh, vezeh posel eidav shel zeh. Each party would be able to invalidate the witnesses of the other party. Now, how does that work? What this means is, if one of the parties could join with another third person, third party, I say, someone from the shuk, someone who's not involved in the case, and together they could combine and testify that the witnesses that are fronting in this case are invalid. Now, how is this possible? Because normally we've got what's called nogeya ba'idut. You cannot testify in a situation that's acting in your favor. So if one of the parties, let's say the two claimants here, Reuven and Shimon, in dispute, if Reuven comes and joined with this third party, Levi, and said there's two witnesses invalid, he's standing to benefit. So what the Mishnah must be referring to is in a case where Shimon presented two sets of witnesses. In that situation, Reuven could join with another party, according to Rabbi Meir, and then invalidate one set of witnesses because it's not affecting the case because Shimon still has another set of witnesses at his disposal. However, Chachamim said no, the Balei Dinim cannot join another person to invalidate a set of witnesses. Eimatai, when's the only case he can? That's bizman shehu mevi ra'aya. Unless he can bring a solid proof, shem krovim or psulim, that he can bring independent proof, if you like, that the witnesses that the other, say Shimon again has to support his claim, either related to Shimon, or they're psulim, that they've violated a particular prohibition that would make them invalid to act as witnesses. Aval hayuk sheirim, if, however, they were kosher witnesses, in other words, weren't related, nothing wrong with them in terms of they haven't violated prohibitions, they can act as witnesses in any context, we say, en yocholim lafoslam. Then he wouldn't be able to simply combine with another person from the shuk to try and say that these people are invalid to act as in this case. And just to explain, the reason why Chachamim disagree is, if you recall, Shimon had two sets of witnesses. Rabbi Meir maintained is because he had two sets of witnesses, Reuven would not be considered noger be'edot if it combined with somebody else to invalidate one of the sets of witnesses, because, again, Shimon had another set of witnesses to support his position, to support his case. However, Chachamim disagree, because they say it's quite possible that Shimon could later say, actually, I only have one set of witnesses, and therefore, by invalidating that set of witnesses, he would be considered being noger be'edot, and that's why, in order to invalidate the witnesses, he couldn't combine with somebody else, he would have to find two other witnesses to do so.
And for the Mishnah today, just for your interest, there is a very long Bartanura that talks about in terms of once the judges are nominated, if there's an error, what type of judges we're dealing with, but I'll leave that, it's a quite long Bartanura, I'll leave that for your own further study. As I said, there's a Mishnah today.